Nolte, NY Times poll shows Trump leading Biden with young voters. By John Nolte on December 19, 2023. Former President Trump tops his fraudulency Joe Biden with young voters by 6 points, according to a New York Times/Siena College poll. The Times admits it is shocked by Trump's 49-43% lead among voters aged 18-29. As recently as this summer, a poll with Donald J. Trump leading among young voters would have been eye-popping, writes The Times. Now, it's increasingly familiar. More. Usually, it's not worth dwelling too much on a subsample from a single poll. But this basic story about young voters is present in nearly every major survey at this point. Our own battleground state surveys in the fall showed something similar, with Mr. Biden ahead by a single point among those 18 to 29. Either figure is a big shift from Mr. Biden's 21-point lead in our final poll before the midterms or his 10-point lead in our last national poll in July. The Times believes the shift is due to Biden's support for Israel. Overall, Mr. Trump is winning 21% of young Biden 20 voters who sympathize more with Palestinians than Israel, while winning 12% of other young Biden 20 voters. In an even more striking sign of defections among his own supporters, Mr. Biden holds just a 64-24 lead among the young Biden 20 voters who say Israel is intentionally killing civilians, compared with an 84-8 lead among the Biden 20 voters who don't think Israel is intentionally killing civilians. The Times adds that it's possible that the kinds of young voters opposed to Israel already opposed Mr. Biden back before the war. That can't be ruled out. The Times is correct that nearly every major survey at this point shows Trump topping Slow Joe with young people. Still, it seems counterintuitive to blame Biden's support for Israel for this shift. Trump is a more outspoken supporter of Israel than Biden. Maybe the thinking is that young people are not aware of Trump's affection for Israel? Among all registered voters, Trump tops Biden by 2 points, 46-44%. Back in July, this same poll showed the two likely candidates tied at 43%. Also of note in that same poll is the fact that Biden was beating Trump among those same young voters by 10 points, 47-37%. That's a 16-point shift toward Trump among the 19-29-year-olds over 5 months. So, when you ask yourself what could have possibly changed between July and today, you must admit that the one big event is Gaza declaring war on Israel. Among likely voters, Biden tops Trump nationally 47-45%. Related, election interference. Trump blasts ridiculous New York civil fraud trial. Another explanation for the shift towards the Donald among young people could be the grinding down effect of Bidenomics. As much as Biden, Democrats, and their corporate media allies try to tell us Biden's economy is awesome, prices continue to rise. Even when we're told inflation has slowed, that means prices are still rising, just not as much as they were previously. Then there's the issue of home ownership and housing. The average mortgage payment in Biden's America is a breathtaking $3,322. That's up from $1,787 when Trump left office. The two major causes are high interest rates and scarcity. The high interest rates are a result of high inflation. Biden's reckless spending created inflation, and the only way to bring inflation down is to raise interest rates. As far as the scarcity of homes, Democrats are adamantly opposed to building single-family homes. What's more, scarcity was a big problem even before Biden flooded the country with millions of illegal aliens who now compete with legal citizens and immigrants for housing. It's when you are in that 18-29 age group that you start thinking about the future. Buying a home is a big part of that. Right now, the future is looking pretty bleak for young people. The left and their media allies try to scare young people into voting for Democrats using things like fear tactics on climate change. To some degree, that obviously works. But the day-in-day-out reality of trying to launch a future in Biden's America does not inspire hope for that future. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jjmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrow Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.